Thank you for calling the customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Could you tell me what company it is?
We are a third-party call center that serves for multiple different companies. But can you provide me your zip code so I can see which one you're under?
30117.
And what's that first and last name?
Ma'am?
What is that first and last name?
Oh, that's not important. I just want to know what company this is. Because
yes, sir. Your first
my,
and last
they
name
my,
is important because I don't know.
They charged my checking account.
I can't discuss anything unless you verify your first and last
name
and your address.
You are the phone service for them, so you're also responsible, correct? Yes. My name is Alex Mueller of Brookhouse.
Oh, okay. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
No, I cannot.
Well, can you verify your email address?
I can tell you I live in Carrollton, Georgia.
Yeah, but there's a lot of houses in Carrollton, Georgia.
There ought to be enough information, right? There ought to be enough information, right?
Yes, sir. I need to verify who you are before I can speak about any charges.
I just told you who I am.
Yeah, but I still need you to verify your shipping address.
You are about to be associated with very crooked. What you want to do, that's fine.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? You started breaking in and out.
Yeah, sure. You're involved in something crooked. But I need to know what company it is.
Yes, sir, but the only way that I can speak about charges is if you verify yourself. Would you at least mind verifying the last four digits of your card? We have everything on file. I just need you to verify it.
The last four digits on my card.
Yeah, what's the last four digits that were charged, if you remember them? Hello?
Yeah, just hang on a second, okay? I'm working.
Oh, okay.
On...
Oh, you're fine. Take your time.
Yeah, I'm sure. Somebody had no business in my check video. Let's see. I'm sure you got to be a regular.
If you're unable to find the card, that's okay. You can just verify your email address.
AMDDutch@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
AMDDutch@gmail.com.
Would you happen to have another email address?
No, ma'am.
Okay, let's try this way. Is your shipping address 127 East Center Street?
It is.
Okay, there we go. All right, so do you recognize the email of the Z Enter 2003?
Yes, ma'am, just enter.
Yeah, that's the email that we have on file.
Oh.
Yeah, so what I see here, this all started back on March the 9th. You ordered the Vibe Watch. It's a smartwatch with the earbuds, the Vibe Pods, for $792 and $597. Did you ever receive those?
I didn't order those. No, I didn't order those. I bought those for $5 for $7.59, which I was charged on 3/12/2021. Total amount $15.91. Yes.
Okay. So it looks like what happened was you signed up for a 14-day trial that starts from the day that you order. Once your trial expires on day 15, between day 15th and 17th, if you would like to keep the products, you are then charged for those products for you to keep. So that's what the $64.97 and the $69.97 that you see is. The $69.97
yeah.
is for the watch, and the $64.97 is for the pods.
I will send them back to you, okay?
No, you're fine. We can make some negotiations so you can still get some money refunded to you.
So y'all getting a lot of flack over it, right? Because supposedly we want it on the internet. Okay. So what kind of deal you make?
Okay. So with the watch, it helps to track your heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, as well as many other different things. And the earbuds are good if you like meditation, going on walks, or just simply listening to music while you're doing household chores.
Yeah.
So,
that's for 2 hours, right? Okay.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said they last for 2 hours. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Oh. Yeah, that's normally the length. I'm not sure why. And I do understand that these costs are a little bit pricey for a smartwatch and earbuds.
They were.
So,
they were.
But one thing I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund.
Oh, no. I just sent them all back to you.
Yeah, if the 35% is not okay, we can bump it up to 50.
I called the bank and they canceled the charges, okay?
Oh, you've already called the bank? How did that conversation go?
How did the conversation go with the bank?
Mm-hmm.
I canceled it. I canceled the charges. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And when was that you called?
Today.
Today? Okay.
Yeah.
Because it still looks like the result says success, so I don't think they canceled it yet. So.
Oh, but they will. So,
okay,
anyway.
That's fine. So,
I will pay the $15.91 for shipping and handling, and then there was an additional $12-$13. So,
additional $12.
Yeah. Well, there was one charge for $5.97 on the 10th and $7.92 on the 10th.
Yeah,
that's
from us.
Yeah, that's $13.89 plus the $15.91. So that makes.
What's the $15.91?
That was the shipping charges.
So, oh no, the shipping charges was just the $5.97 and $7.92. I'm not sure what that $15 comes from.
Yeah, it's there. So anyway. I consider that as payment. And what the bank does, if they just give me my money back, that's fine. If they give you your money, if they siphon it back out of your account, that's fine with me too. If you want your stuff back, let me know. I'll send it back because it's not worth the money that you charge. Okay?
Yeah, I understand. That's why I was trying to make an agreement.
All you had to do was just decline
decline the offers that I say, and then we were going to be able to issue you a full refund.
Okay, that's it. I don't want it.
You don't want the full refund?
I want the full refund, yeah.
Wait, you said you don't want it or you do want it?
I do want the full refund.
Okay, so I can cancel the account and you can have your bank give us a call and we can issue the full refund.
Okay, very good.
We just got to make sure that it gets to your bank account.
Yeah, because my bank will be in touch with y'all.
All righty.
All right. Good deal. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.